Vavakama Perek Yud Mishnah Tes. Ein loikchim min haroyim tsemer v'cholov ugdoyim. One is not allowed to buy from a shepherd. We were talking about shepherds in the Mishnah before. So there's a halach of gneva that's unique to the profession of royim, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about over here. A roya, the Gemara assumes, is a little bit loose with the sheep that are under his possession. It's a little bit loose. The Gemara even defines in a few places that a roya tzoyin is choshen on gzeilu. Maybe it's possible leidus. You have to assume that he's not an honest person. The sant. Avoseinu, the Avosak Doishin, the Shifteko, Yosef HaTzadik, Dovra Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu were Roye Tzoyin. Could be Fakert. They had to withstand the looselessness, the carelessness that defines the profession in order to rise above it, to become Shleimim. And Loikchim in Aroyim Tzemev, the Cholov Ugdoyim. You're not allowed to buy from a Roye wool, milk, baby goats. Clearly, he's choshud, that he's siphoning off from the flock. And Mamele, one is not allowed to be misayel de oivri averut. One is not allowed to buy stolen property. The same is true, v'loy mishem reperis, orchard watchmen. One is not allowed to buy from them peris, branches, lumber, and firewood. Avaloychim in anoshim kleitzemer b'yehuda, one is allowed to buy from women wool, begodim made out of wool, b'yehuda, uklei pishton begolim, v'agolim b'shoroi. What is the Mishnah saying here? A woman, we learned in Maseches Ksuvos, a woman is mechuyev to do a certain amount of handiwork. In those days, women were at home completely, and in the middle they had time to be oisik and maisi adayim. So the shteger, the regilus, was that noshim biu be'eretz Yehuda, in that part of Eretz Yisrael, near Yerushalayim, would make big day tzemer. Noshim in Golil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, would be more rogel to make from pishton. And they would sell themselves, they would peddle themselves, the handiwork that they produced. In Shoroin, which is the low-lying area in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, there was more agolim, and the women over there would raise cattle and they would sell them at a profit. That was their form of contributing to the household. One is allowed to buy these things from a woman because the woman is buying and selling, primarily selling, b'tzayim balem. What the Mishnah clearly seems to be saying is that what's rogel for them to be selling, that's what you're allowed to buy from them. But there is a chashash, a woman could be selling something suspicious. Why would a woman be selling that? Was she a professional peddler? Women don't go out of the house. So Mamela, clearly there's some level of suspicion that she's selling something from the house. Shalokadin. But what's rogel is rogel. Says the Mishnah, v'kulan shalmu lahatmin. The woman who's selling says, hide it, put it in a bag, cover it over. That raises suspicions. One should have an alarm bell ringing. So then also, one shouldn't buy. V'loikchim beitzim v'tanigoyim l'kol mokim. One is allowed to buy eggs or chickens, because it's very cheap and it goes. Chicken, eggs, and our diet is also a staple. They're very transportable. They're very common. A lot of chickens lay a lot of eggs that produce more chickens. So they come and go. There's no reason to raise suspicion that they're not coming from an erlicha source. Mishnah Yud. Mitz Hashem, the last Mishnah in Bava Kama. Moichin she'akoivis moitzi harelu shaloi. Moichin, a little piece of thread. These are threads that are left over by a kovis. A kovis is a launderer. So when he does laundry, little piece of the fabric wasn't so tight by them, so little pieces could fall off. We assume that even though those pieces of fabric originally belonged to the owner, but the umdana is that he leaves them behind. He comes to pick up his clothing. He doesn't want back the little tufts of material that fell off. So eventually, the kovis, if he's good at saving the little pieces, collects a decent amount, and maybe he could even sew something, patchwork, or he has spare material for shmatis. So the halach is harelu shaloi. He's allowed to keep them. The balabai is not makbid. Sheha soirik moitzi, a soirik is somebody who combs out flax. Tzemer, in order to make it roy, to be spun into thread, to be able to make clothing from. Harelu shal balabais, that's already a long piece. And that's something the Balabais is makbid on. It can be used effectively. Hakoivis noitel shloisha kud chutin. The koivis could take three strings, three threads from the end of the beged v'hem shaloi, yesa mikain, more than three, harelu shal balabai. It's different. These are not little pieces, these are threads. Till three, including three, we say there's no kpeidu. If it's more than three, so then there is a kpeidu of balabais. V'mhoiso hashochor al gabe halovan. We don't know exactly what this looks like, but when they wove material, so they wove it black material on top of the lovan, noitl sakoil. V'hen shaloi. When the color of the weave was a certain amount of threads at the edge of the beged, that was from a different color, that's something that doesn't have to be there. The balabai is not makma that, even with more than three. That he treats as hefker, and the kovis could take it. Hachayit sheshir min achut, the chayit, the tailor, that it has left over from the thread that he's using to sew something, is leftover thread that the customer gave him. Kidei litva boy, he has enough width that he could still be used to sew. Umatlis, or there's a little bit of a cloth, which is like a shmata. Matlis is used very often, like a small piece of rag. Shehi sholosh al sholosh, it's three etzbois, which is the smallest amount that could be defined as a shmata. Shmata, to clean your glasses, a handkerchief, a small piece of cloth. So they also had that. That minimal amount is already davar chashuv b'nei atzmo. There's no reason why you should be mafkir it. So that has to be given back. Mashe hachorosh moitzi, a chorosh is a carpenter, little pieces of wood that splinter when he makes something. B'matzod, when he's smoothing out a piece of wood that he's working with on behalf of the client. Harelu shaloi, these are small little pieces of balbai, it's not makbid, you can use them for firewood, for chips to throw on the fire. Ubikashil, these are bigger pieces, and he's sawing off pegs to hold up a structure. Those are already bigger pieces. He chaps them with an axe. That's shal balabais. They're thicker. They could be used effectively. As lumber, the balabais is makbid. V'mhoya oisa eitzel balabais. If the carpenter is working in the balabais' house, so then everything that's on site, the balabais is going to sweep up after the carpenter gets finished the day's work. And he'll use everything that's there. He'll use it for firewood. He'll use it for chips to put in the fire. Afan asoy is even the sawdust shal balabais, because it's on site, so he'll collect it. It's only when it's in the carpenter's shop that the balabais is not makbid, he'll leave it behind. But over here, he will be makbid. The pashtus is that all the definitions that we just said here are subjective. There's no gzeres hakosim in these things. It's all a few minig amokim. The Mishnah is saying a normal way of assessing what is a kpeda and what is not a kpeda, but it'll very, very much totally in each society and each place. Hadna Loch Maseches Bava Kama, Mirtz Hashem, the next year we'll pick up with Bava Metzia.